chamber subsequently, and the latest to date is from June of this year. I would like to provide all the further detail in writing, as you suggested, and that way we can provide all the details that you requested. I will send all that information to you in writing so that you could see how Luxembourg has used the European directive on the protection of people that indicate that there have been violations. And in that case, the directive of the European Union provides minimal guarantees, and Luxembourg has recognized a high level of protection. And you will be able to see that in the information we will provide. And then on the next question, on the media, I believe that we had yesterday too, with the reservation in Article 219 in the response to that question, we specified Luxembourg's position on the protection of journalists and of the media sector in general. The legislative framework for the protection of data, that is the law of 2018. And here too, I would like to send you the references in writing. There's also a law of May 30th, 2005, on the protection of private life in the communications sector. All these laws cover the media sector and freedom of expression for the media. And that's Article 19. I hope that answers the question. Thank you. And Mr. So also had a question on compatibility with Article 19 of the Covenant and the provisions of the Criminal Code that criminalize writing or drawings.